find out how on Earth it's possible to control a rover that's over 34 million miles away. But first, let's take a look at some of this week's other leading scientific breakthroughs. Dominic, what have you got for us?
Well, a paper published this week in Nature shed some new light on the way that planets orbit their parent stars. Now, if you look at our own solar system, what you find is that all of the planets orbit in much the same plane. So if you were to make a three-dimensional model of our solar system, it would look a bit like a flat dinner plate with all the orbits of those planets in that dinner plate. And the Sun at the centre actually has its rotation axis aligned, so it's rotating in the same sense as all the planets are orbiting around it. And that's broadly what you might expect from our idea of how planetary systems form, because we think planetary systems form out of what we call protoplanetary disks. So you have a gas cloud which is collapsing down to form a star and its planets, and that collapses into a disk which will be rotating in some sense. And the planets and the Sun both ultimately derive their rotation from the rotation of that disk, which will be common to both the star and the planets.
So are there some systems where that's not the case then?
Well, it's rather curious, because the planets that we've seen around other stars have generally not followed this pattern. And most of these planetary systems have been quite odd because they've contained what we call hot Jupiters. So these are very large planets, about the size of Jupiter, but orbiting very close into their parent stars at about the distance of Mercury from our own Sun. So these are very hot, very massive planets. And curiously, they don't orbit in the same sense as other planets in the system or as the star rotates. And the question is our solar system unusual, or are these actually what most planetary systems are like?
But we know that our own Jupiter and Saturn, our giant planets, have moved around a little bit during the evolution of our solar system, but not on the dramatic scale of one of these systems where the Jupiter has moved right in close to the host star. So is it that movement that means that things are a bit mixed up and a bit different then?
That's right. Now, writing in the journal Nature, Roberto Sanchez-Odreda of MIT and his colleagues actually present the first observations of the orbits of some planets in a more normal system, a bit like our own solar system. And what they find is that it's actually very similar to our own solar system. This is the Kepler-30 system observed with the Kepler Space Telescope. And they find that the three planets in this system orbit in the same plane that the star rotates, and they can measure that using star spots on the surface of this star that they actually have the sensitivity to pick up. So it appears that it's only systems with these hot Jupiters close in which have these strange rotation axes. So that suggests these systems have some violent history that has both moved these planets in close towards their host stars and has also upset their rotation axes.
And I suppose we tend to notice them because those are the easiest systems to spot, these big hot Jupiters, because they make the star wiggle a bit in a way that we can detect. And so we've tended to spot those ones first, and the more normal systems, like our own, are going to be a bit harder to spot, and therefore they haven't been studied as closely. So therefore, because we've got fewer of them to look at, we've concluded that we're a bit abnormal when actually we're not.
That's right. This is a very young science. We have to remember the first planets around a star other than our own was only discovered in 1992. We've only been doing this for 20 years, and obviously we've picked up the most obvious planets, and those are the big ones close in.